Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. This time of year, many of us are looking for gifts for friends and loved ones. If you're a gardener, I want you to think about what you want for yourself. And no, this is not selfish. There are likely lots of people who are wondering what they can get for you. The old saying, it's better to give than to receive, could be changed to, it's better to give people some ideas about what you need than to receive something you don't want or have any use for. Now, this is certainly true for gardeners. It's better to give people buying gifts for you some ideas about what you need. I'd recommend you stop by a local nursery this time of the year. Walk around. Look at all the different things that are available. Don't look at the plants necessarily, but look at the stuff inside. Make a list of things that you would find useful or that you need, and make sure that the people who are buying gifts for you have access to that list. I mean, what could be easier than that? For those of you who have a friend or a loved one who's a gardener and you're trying to think of some great gift ideas for them, well, here's some ideas that would be welcome and useful. Gardeners appreciate gifts that reflect their main interest. For those who garden in containers on a balcony or patio, for instance, well, they'd be delighted by a beautiful decorative container. You know, gardeners often skimp when it comes to buying basic garden tools. Believe it or not, when they're buying tools for themselves, they don't buy the best, highest quality tools. They want to buy the least expensive tools, and do you know why? Well, so we'll have more money to spend on our plants. That's basically what we're up to. So as a result, we oftentimes don't have really the best tools for working in our gardens. Now, if you look for garden forks, shovels, spades, garden hoses, trowels, and hand pruners, well, these can be wonderful tools if you'll look for great quality types. Watch a gardener's eyes light up when you give them a well-made, quality tool that will make their gardening work that much easier. Don't overlook garden carts. You know, a garden cart can save many a strained back when moving something heavy, like a large pot, mulch, or bags of fertilizer. You know, gifts that make gardening more comfortable are also a really wonderful idea to look at this time of the year. You know, gardening oftentimes involves getting into awkward positions, like getting down on your knees to weed out a bed. You know, there are knee pads that slip right over on the knees, or pads you can lay down on the ground and kneel on, that make it so much more comfortable to weed out your beds. As I find myself getting older, my knees getting sore, I really appreciate those knee pads. And then think about gardening gloves. We use lots of gardening gloves when we garden, and we use basically three different kinds. Good high-quality leather gloves are used when we're doing pruning or using a pruning saw. We need rubber gloves on hand for when we're mixing garden chemicals. And we also need cloth gloves, nice fine cloth gloves that we can use when we're gardening in the soil. And again, we tend to scrimp on these gardening gloves. We buy them for ourselves. Buy some really high quality garden gloves, and that's a great gift for a gardener. Also, rain gauges. You know, it's so important for gardeners to know how much rain their landscapes receive, and the only way to know how much your landscape is receiving when it comes to rain is to have rain gauges right in your landscape. So those are really nice. Water nozzles to hook on the end of your hose are inexpensive, readily available, and very helpful. And wind chimes. I have a set of beautifully tuned wind chimes I was given as a gift, and that's one of my favorite things in the garden. You know, finding the perfect gift for that gardener on your list should be easy. Spend some time browsing at your local nursery or garden center, and you'll find many other ideas waiting to be discovered, even if it's just a gift card. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.